So item number 7, migratory bird hunting regulations and closures. This is a decision, and Don, it's up to you.
Chairman Smith and members of the commission, administration, Don Craigie, waterfowl section manager with the game division and the wildlife program. Just a really quick review. We've all seen this before as far as the migratory bird hunting season's authorities. It's a cooperative management with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service of migratory birds. They set the federal framework, the Fish and Wildlife Service, which is the earliest opening date, the latest closing date, the limits, and the season length. Of course, we have a lot of input into that process through the Pacific Flyway organization of all the western states. And then the discretion for migratory bird regulations are within our WACs, within the federal framework, and we can be more restrictive than the federal framework, but not more liberal. And so we can set season timing within the outside dates. Generally, we're working with 107-day maximum season length for federal frameworks. I gave quite a bit of background at the March meeting on status of ducks population, and just wanted to get into our duck season proposals contained in the WAC 232-28-436 in your packet. In general, for ducks, similar dates and limits to this past season. Again, 107 days, two-day youth hunt, 105 day general season. And then you'll see the limits there, 7 total ducks with the internal bag limit restrictions for hen mallards, pintails, redhead, canvasback, and scop. And then our restrictive sea duck limits there for scoters, longtail, goldeneye, and harlequin. One recommended adjustment, again, on page 3 is just the title of the WAC should be 2016-17. As far as geese, everything is looking really good for most goose population, just like it has been for ducks the last few years. We're proposing similar seasons to last year in 4 of our management areas, 1, 3, 4, and 5. For the September Canada goose seasons, we're proposing to standardize those limits to 5. In the past, there have been a mix of 3 and 5 in different units, but we've had increased numbers of Western Canada geese from our breeding surveys in most areas of the state. One recommended adjustment to point out on page 11 is changing the possession limit for Eastern Washington for the September season from 15 to 10. Just based on the fact that we just have a two-day season there and the possession should be 2 times a daily bag. The main changes proposed for the goose seasons are for this year relate to the Southwest goose seasons. And if you recall, last year we made quite a few changes to the seasons in that area. We eliminated hunter check stations. We closed the season on dusky Canada geese, tried to address agricultural damage concerns by restructuring that season. And for that area, we're proposing to combine the former areas 2A and 2B into one area, Area 2. And that season would have several changes. We would allow Canada geese and the youth hunt bag limit in September. Previously, they had not been allowed. We had concerns about duskies being in the areas and in that late September youth hunt, but we've had recent information that has told us that duskies are not in the areas until after the youth hunt, so we can include all Canada geese in that youth hunt. A 9-day September season, including 2 weekends. 9-day October season, coinciding with the duck season opener. And then the rest of the days would be late November to early March. And that's mainly to address agricultural damage, which occurs later in that period, primarily in February, March, and even after that period. One recommended adjustment on page 8, change the late season closed area from public lands to U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service National Wildlife Refuges and wildlife areas to clarify that what the public lands are that were are closed. That was somewhat of a confusion, somewhat confusing last year to some hunter. So we're trying to reduce the complexity of the seasons and maximize the length and timing of the goose season to address depredation concerns. I should point out that with fairly robust goose populations, we will be working with the Pacific Flyway to try to expand opportunity for the following season in 2017-18, primarily on snow geese, who are they're at very high levels right now. The Wrangell Island population has increased dramatically, and we're also looking at some different options for the brant season to expand that in some new areas. So stay tuned for those changes next year. And just one minor change on a separate WAC, 232-16-740, to change the Snake River closure boundary marker, navigation marker from 4 to 5. It was pointed out after we did our major overhaul of all the closures and game reserves last year, that change came up. So that's a minor change to that boundary description. So, and that's about all I have for presentation. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you, Don. Questions from the commission? Commissioner Wecker.
First of all, I wanted to start off by saying how much I appreciate Don and all the presentations over the years that I've heard. They've always been informative and enjoyable, too, because it's always something interesting having to do with ducks or geese. But Don is retiring, so I wanted to bring that to everyone's attention, that this is the last time he'll appear before the commission to do his job that he's done so well each year. So thanks for that.
I echo that. I did not know that. Huh? So.
He's joining the world of wonderful retirement.
So there'll be a fourth person in a picture like that more often.
That's true. Yeah.
So that's
my plan.
Very cool.
And with a fishing pole, too, probably.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
But in talking about the snow goose numbers, it reminded me of the effort that we went to years ago to try to balance the interests of the various stakeholders in the Skagit and Fur Island in particular. How's things going on Fur Island?
Well, I think things are going pretty well. We a lot of that has been addressed. We've lengthened the season and kind of kept the population at lower levels than it was about 5 years ago. But as we talk about expanding the season, I think we need to re-engage with that group to see what are the best options. I think an obvious one would be increasing the bag limit because the numbers are above our management range. The bag limit is currently 4. We could easily go to 6, I think. And then another option would be expanding the season later. And that's where we really need to get some input from the group again to see if that's a good option. Go into February or March, kind of like we do in Southwest Washington.
So one of the big issues that we tried to address was the way in which hunters were kind of intruding in the local and the residences, parking in their driveways, and it was our. Previous commissioner Shirley Solomon used to describe it as like the Civil War out there with trenches and hunters shooting right outside their essentially outside their homes. So has that been managed?
I'd have to say that's improved. We have some more restrictive regulations as far as distance off the road you can hunt. And then penalties for violations where you lose your permit for snow goose hunting. So I think it's really those things that really improve the situation.
Great, thanks.
Other questions? Hearing none, Commissioner Carpenter.
Well, before I make a motion, I can tell you because I live in Skagit Valley that not only are the snow geese doing very, very well, the tulips are just going nuts, but don't try and get there because you can't get there. But the I-5 is backed up like crazy. Anyway,
imagine. Yeah.
I would move to amend WAC 232-28-436 and to WAC 232-16-740 as proposed.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Thank you for your service.
Yes, we will miss seeing you.
Thank you.
Yes.
I also wanted to congratulate Dawn on a great career, and thank you so very much for your great presentations to the commission. And Joe has a couple words he'd like to say, too.
Yeah, I just wanted to we didn't coordinate this or orchestrate this as well done as we should have. But I think this is probably over 100 commission meetings that Don has presented at. He's been the leader of our waterfowl group, our waterfowl manager, since 1982. He's highly respected in the Pacific Flyway, across the country, internationally. He's managed the duck stamp program, and I think that's resulted through his work and others and probably some of the best waterfowl hunting in the western U.S. So I just wanted to say thanks and how lucky we've been, Don, to have you as part of the agency, and you'll have to come back to a commission meeting and just as a guest.
Thank you very much, Joe. I appreciate it.
Commissioner Carpenter.
I have two questions, actually. Are you a waterfowl hunter personally?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm encouraged by that. So I'd like your personal opinion, now that we know you're retiring, on reinstating the use of roboducks.
Can I tell you on July 2nd?
You can. Thank you.
Do you have any in your garage? Maybe.
I do.
No comment.
Well, thank you.
Thanks very much.
Miss seeing you.